Okay, we're now on the sixth to last thin line in Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara here is going through the psukim of the first parak in Eichan and explaining them. So the Gemara says, quoting the pasuk in the very beginning of Eicha, "V'dimasa al lechya." The pasuk said, "B'chol tivke balayla." We explain what that meant. And now it says Vidimasa, it was crying at night, Vidimasa Lechyan, its tears on its cheek. Kisha Shebocha Baal Nureha. So this is like a woman who is crying over her husband that she married in her youth. She's crying constantly, she's always tearing up. Shinemar Eli Kipsulas Khaguras Sak al Baal Nureha. My lament is like a young girl wearing sackcloth on her husband of her youth. Hayu Tsareha Larosh. So her adversaries were Larosh on the top, on the head. It's Pasuk Hei in Eicha of the first parak. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rava says the name of Yochanan. Kol Meitzel Lishon Naaseh Rosh. Anyone who causes pain to the Jewish people, anyone who's an adversary to the Bnei Yisrael, are made a head. The Tosos in Chagiga explains that this is a kavod, this is an honor for the Jewish people, that only chashuv people, only important people, actually become adversaries for the Bnei Yisrael. Now we're going to have another explanation. Kilo muaf lasher mutzak lo keis harishon hekal artzos v'lum bartzon aftoi b'achron hichbid derech hayam eiver hayarden glil hagoyim. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that the one who is not weary to the one who's mutzak, who's kol ha-meitzik l'Yisrael en oyev, anyone who causes lays siege and causes suffering for the Bnei Yisrael, so they are not become tired, they become invigorated. The Gemara continues and quotes another pasuk in Eicha, lo aleichem kol evrei darach. Oh, it should not happen to you. What happened to me should not happen to you. Those who you passerby should not happen to you. What happened to me? From here we see when someone tells someone his sorrows, he needs to say, oh, it shouldn't happen to you. When he's complaining, he should say, oh, it shouldn't happen to you. The Rashi has three different explanations as to what this means. One explanation of Rashi is that when you tell other people you're tsar, you're suffering, you should say, oh, it shouldn't happen to you. Because it's sometimes things happen to, if you tell something bad happened to a listener, then maybe that thing will happen. Then maybe that bad thing will happen to the listener, and so therefore you make this statement that it shouldn't happen to you. And the Gemara is saying that this is not a problem, meaning there's no violation of nichu. It's not like you're making an incantation, a spell. Whatever happens to me shouldn't happen to you. That's not a problem. Second explanation of Rashi is that you should let other people know when something happened, when something bad happened. That's okay. You're allowed to complain when something bad happened. You're not going against the midos of Hashem. And the third explanation is telling us in Rashi that when someone that you should let someone know that when you're telling someone something that happened to you, you should say, "I'm not speaking against you." In other words, you should tell someone, "I'm just saying what happened to me. I'm not saying it should happen to you." The Gemara continues and says, "Kol every derech, all those who pass by." Amar Rav, the Navi said. The Rav Amram is the name of Rav. The Navi said, "Asauni kol every aldas." Hashem made me like those who violate the religion. Why is that? The ilu b'stom ksiv Hashem himtir al Sodom, that by Sodom, who they obviously went against the law, went against God. That Hashem brought forth sulfur and fire from the heavens. V'ilu Yerushalayim, even by Yerushalayim it says, "Mimarom shalach esh v'atzonsav yirdena." Hashem sent fire in my bones. So again, we behave like Sodom. We were punished just like Sodom. That we violated the das. Marsha says das hanimusit. Proper behavior. We didn't engage in proper behavior, and therefore we suffered like Sodom, but we didn't suffer like Sodom, because the pasuk says, Gemara asks, that our sin was greater than the sin of Sodom. So since we sinned greater, Why weren't we totally destroyed like Sodom was destroyed? We had a
certain midah, those of us in Yerushalayim, that Sodom didn't have.
That by Sodom it's written, that the sin of Sodom was that they were full of pride, they had bread, but they didn't help the poor. But in Yerushalayim it's written, that the women who were merciful, they cooked their children, but they, when they would cook their children to eat the child, they would invite their friends to eat with them. So even though it seems very perverted, the perverse type of rachmanios, of mercy, and for twisted state of mercy, but since they invited other people to eat with them, so then that, because of that midah, they weren't totally destroyed like Sodom was. Another explanation that Rashi says, the first explanation, second explanation is that because they suffered more. That by Sodom, they didn't suffer at all. They were doing great, they sinned, and so therefore they were destroyed. In Yerushalayim, right, in Sodom, they didn't taste the taste of suffering at all. So, but in Yerushalayim, they suffered a lot. And therefore, because they suffered, so that was some of their punishment, and therefore they weren't completely turned over, like there was no Ma'am Pecha, like there was in Sodom. The Gemara continues and explains Pasuk Tezvav. Sila Kol Abirei Hashem Bekirbi. So what does that mean? Adam Shom Melchaver Nifsula Mat Be'ezu. Sila is from the language of Misila, Kvusha, like smashed, like destroyed. It's like Hashem sort of destroyed all of our strong ones, and they made us sort of like weak, like something that was like this coin was sort of, it was rendered invalid because it was smashed in the form, the tzura, and it was kind of destroyed. So all the strong ones were destroyed. They were made weak. The Gemara then continues, Patu Aleich Pihem. So their mouths, so there the Pasuk says their mouths were, right, they opened their mouths against you. So Marava Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Ma'itim Pei La'ayin. Why does the Pei come before the Ayin? In other words, in the second Perek, it goes in order of Aleph Beis, like in the first Perek. But in the first Perek, it goes Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. Each Pasuk starts with another letter of the alphabet in order. The same thing with the second paragraph, but the Pei precedes the Aleph. So that's what he's asking. Why is that so? Bishpil Meraglim Shamu B'fihem Mashlo B'nehem. Because of the Meraglim, the spies, they spoke falsely about the land, and they opened their mouths what they didn't see. And so that the Pei is the Pei of the Meraglim, the Ayin is the eyes of the Meraglim. The Gemara continues, says, Ochle Ami Ochlu Lacham Hashem Lo Karau, those who eat, those who consume my nation, they eat the bread of God. They eat the bread. Hashem lo karo. Amar brava, amar biyochan kol ha'ochem melachim shel Yisrael tom tam lach. Anyone who eats from the bread of the Jewish people, they steal. Anyone who steals the bread of the Jewish people, so they get benefit. Hashem ochem melachim shel Yisrael tom tam lach. If they don't, then they don't get benefit. So when they, it's a benefit for them when they steal the bread of the Jewish people. Hashem lo kara'u. What does it mean? Hashem, they didn't call out Hashem. This punishment that the bread of the Jewish people served as food for the non-Jews. It's because they didn't call up Hashem Hashem. So who are these people? Rav Mar Elo Dayonim. These are the judges who twist the judgment. Shmuel Mar Elo Malamne Tinokos. These are the teachers that they do their work, their malacha, in a more of a tricky fashion. So there are different mefarshim and how to understand this pasuk. At least according to Rashi explains that they would twist the judgment. The Melamni Tinogos and the Dayanam, they would twist the judgment. However, the Marsha wants to say that really you're not supposed to earn a living being a judge, you're not supposed to earn a living being a teacher, and therefore, since they are earning a living, so then they really shouldn't say Hashem's name, or they shouldn't have it's not appropriate to say Shem Hashem when you're reading the psukim, when you're being, or when you're a judge, when you're being mashpia, when you're causing someone else to swear, because you have to be at the highest level in order to do that. He says that the Einam Roim Likros Hashem, they're not fit to call out Hashem's name, and because they're supporting themselves from this, from teaching Torah or from being a dayan. Now the Yavetz writes that Yaakov Emden writes that when he would read psukim and he would be learning psukim, and he would say Hashem's name. He wouldn't say Hashem's name. He would say Ad Hashem. He would say Hashem. So he says his father would criticize him and say, no, you should say, like how you're reading the Torah, you should say God's name. And so apparently we reject, the Yavetz rejects, or his father rejected the Marsha's position. According to the Marsha, it would seem that when we're reading Psukim, we're learning, we should not say Shem Hashem, but the Yavetz felt that we should. And apparently the Ikari Hadas, right, the people are strict based on the Marsha, saying that because people now earn a living from teaching, so therefore we're not on a high enough level, so we shouldn't say Shem Hashem when we're learning. Although you could explain the Gemara like Rashi does, that the issue of the judges and the teachers, they twist their judgment. But the Marsha says because they were earning a living from their profession, from their teaching Torah, so therefore they shouldn't say Shem Hashem. In any case, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Mimena'an. So, right, the Mishnah lists a bunch of three kings and four non-kings who don't have a portion of the world to come. So who were the ones who gave him that list? And the Amar Rav Ashi, Anshei Knesset Gadol Menon. Anshei Knesset Gadol are the ones who gave the list. The Be'er Sheva explains that very often there are lists throughout the Mishnah. 39 Avos Malachos, and there are Arba Avos Nezikim, and there are a lot of lists in the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Why here are we asking who came with this list? And the answer to the Be'er Sheva is that this is something that we don't know. We can't read people's minds in terms of who did something so bad they don't get a portion of the world to come. That's not for us to judge. That's for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you know that these individuals have no portion of the world to come? So it must be the Ashkenaz and Dola who were comprised of Nevi'im. So Nevi'im would know this. People heard Masorah from God, but not just based on Svara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda's name of Rav, Bikshu Odlim Nalsecha, they want to count one other person who doesn't have a portion of the world to come, and that it was Shlomo Melch. The Gemara doesn't mention him by name, Rashi does. Ubadi, it's pretty clear from the rest of the context of the Gemara, but the Gemara says, Ubad the Musti Yuklan Shalav Avi, the image of his father appeared, Nishtecha Lifnayem. He went to ask for mercy, to bow in front of them, to ask for mercy, that they shouldn't include Shlomo among those who don't have a portion of the world to come. And they didn't listen to him. A fire came down from heaven and burnt their benches to show that the Shemaim doesn't agree with them. They didn't listen to him, to the fire. Yatsa Baskal Varma, a voice from heaven came down and said, you saw someone who's alert in his work before kings. He shall stand. He should not stand among those who are dark. So Mishikdim, basically, someone who was so zealous that he built my house, the Beis Hamikdash, before he built his own home. So that's, he's an Ish Mahir Mimlacha. In Velo Od, Elisha Basi, Bada B'Shev Shani. My bias took only 7 years. Vespesa Bada B'Shev Shani. He wasn't as zealous about building his own house. It took 13 years. And if name Malach Bisazav, he's going to stand in front of kings in Gan Eden. He's not going to stand among those who are dark. His place is not a place in Gehenna. So a voice from heaven says, don't count Shlomo among those who don't have a portion of the world to come. They didn't listen to him. Yatza Baskol, another voice from heaven came down and said, is the choice among who has a portion of the world to come dependent on you? It depends on Hashem. Hashem chooses that Shlomo does have a portion of the world to come. So there's a lot to unpack here. So So first of all, the we have three different images appear. The first, and these all relate to the qualities of Shlomo. The first was his father's image appear. So he has Chus Avos. This Sanhedrin Katana says. First is that he had Chus Avos. The second is that there was fire come down. So his Torah was compared to fire. And the third is that the voice from heaven said that he was an Ish Mahir, that he occupied himself in mitzvos and really humbled himself before God. The Birkas Avram compares this story to the Tanu Shelachnai, or contrasts this story to the Tanu Shelachnai. Because in the story of the Tanu Shelachnai, there's a debate between everyone and Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says, if the halakha is like me, then the tree should be uprooted, and they don't listen to him. And the halakha is like me, the water channel should flow the opposite direction, and they don't listen to him. And then halakha is like me, and then a voice from heaven comes down and says, halakha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't listen to a voice from heaven. So why here do they listen to the voice from heaven? So the answer is, says the Birkas Avram, is that, yeah, Torah lo b'shamayim hi. Torah is not in heaven. We don't listen to heaven when it comes to halacha, halachic matters, things of what we're supposed to do, we're not supposed to do. So there we decide ourselves. We don't listen to a voice from heaven. However, this is what's the question here? The question is, who gets olam haba? Who doesn't have a portion of the world to come? That doesn't depend on people down here. That heaven's decided, because Baruch Hu decides who gets Olam Haba. Our job, Torah Lo Vashemayim, is what we're supposed to do. But in terms of who gets Olam Haba, so that depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the second Paschal said, second voice from heaven said, and therefore they accepted that.